I remember grade school when I got my first Valentine. Kind of made you feel special. I'm pausing because I want to describe like a comic strip that has sections, but I don't want this to be frivolous because the first section is Valentine's Day. Where does that come from? It comes from a sense of devotion, maybe, in your heart for someone else and vice versa. And it's not a mutual thing necessarily. You may get a Valentine and not give one because of devotion of someone else toward you. That introduces us to kind of a heavy word, because we live in a time when morality and ethics and law are very much in the headlines, whether they're present or absent, whether there's something missing or done or not done. And we all share in it. It's about our government. It's about our church. And some people have come to think about those sections in that comic strip as the guardrails. They said they've thrown away the guardrails. There are no guardrails. And that's chaos. We need the guardrails. So think about that a little bit today. What does that mean? Those three things, law, the legislature just got together again downtown. They'll pass laws. Laws are things that the government enforces by police forces or by, you know, dictate. That's one guardrail, the law. Ethics is another one. Ethics are enforced by mutual professionals, doctors, teachers, nurses. I fault our church because it is not true of priests. We don't have ethics statements, and it's a gap. We should. All that child abuse culture, bad culture, may have been changed if we had ethics. Ethics are enforced by kind of an ethics committee of the doctors or of priests, if we had them, or teachers. And if there's someone who is unethical, you complain to their ethics board, and they say, should there be a guardrail there? And the third one is morality. And that's enforced by my own conscience. Am I a moral person? Did I act morally in that situation? So we have Valentine's, law, ethics, and morality guardrails. Jesus is saying something else. Have you heard it said, don't kill? That's a commandment. That's a God law. Jesus is saying, don't even be angry. That's how high the standard is for people in this church. adultery. We had a president a couple of years ago who said, I committed lust in my heart. It almost did in his presidency because he was such a moral man. It says, I say no adultery. I even say no lustful thoughts. The standard is up here. Oaths, if you take an oath, our government members took oaths, you didn't follow your oath. Ooh. And this, Jesus is saying, your standard is much higher than that. Don't talk about another person in calumny. You're higher, your standard of oathing is a high standard. And we can go beyond that. This is really a second part of the Sermon on the Mount. Sermon on the Mount gave us the Our Father, gave us a rule, another guardrail, do unto others as you would have them do unto you. But Jesus is going beyond that to teach these people in Galilee about some higher standards. And we can go beyond that to say we have counsels of gospel life, poverty, chastity, obedience, guardrails that we're called to. Some people, like committed religious community members, vow those poverty, chastity, obedience. So we have a lot of guardrail encouragement in a time when some say those guardrails have been trashed. They're not there. And it's not only government. It can be about priests and ethics. So we all have to examine that. And maybe it's religion's call to be the voice of the guardrails when they're not there. Maybe we need to have a standard of behavior that comes, yes, from conscience, yes, from professional groups, yes, from law, yes, from the Sermon on the Mount, yes, from your devotion to say, I'm going to do a Valentine. We're coming up on Lent. And the three of the days, at weeks at least in Lent, are scrutiny days. Those people who are going to be in those first pews studying our church life to come to be members of it. And they will give us three Sundays that are called scrutiny Sundays. Maybe we have to scrutinize our culture, our church, and our state for its guardrails. And maybe even during Lent, consider this, if you're looking for something to do during Lent, do something about one of those guardrails. Your conscience, ethics, law, poverty, chastity, obedience, Valentine's. And speak to the culture that needs to be spoken to at this time, because we're flailing. Be a great practice. Put us all together as a moral voice, an ethical voice, a legal voice, to put guardrails in place and observe them and support each other in observing them. Jesus is going beyond the law to say, I give you a standard that's even higher. Don't even be angry, don't even this, don't even that. This room calls us to a standard of behavior individually and socially that is needed right now. Some say religion shouldn't be a part of all that societal dialogue. I think this reading says, you better be. Somebody has to speak to the standards when they're not spoken to enough. Amen. Let's share our creed together.